June 5th, Winfred Boniface. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. About 250 years before Winfred Boniface arrived on the scene, a group of ferocious pagans conquered the western part of the Roman Empire, an area that would cover modern-day France, Belgium, and West Germany. They were pagans known as the Franks, after the Germanic Norse word for the javelin, which the Franks favored in battle, along with the throwing axe. These were not people you'd want to mess with, and yet, these were the people that Boniface had to face in today's story. On this date in the year 754, Boniface was martyred. Idolatry can enslave, but God can set the people free. With satisfaction, Bishop Boniface surveyed the crowd and leaned down to sharpen his axe. The noise of the iron blade against the grinding stones drew attention, and he hid a smile as more people joined the onlookers. He'd made a public announcement yesterday, sure to draw a crowd today, and the grating sound was the perfect reminder of his plan. Today, he would destroy the Oak of Thor. The Oak of Thor was huge, and the pagans danced around it and worshipped one idol or another, a ceremony that sometimes involved sacrifices of plants or dogs or cats or the next-door pagan. Boniface stood and gazed at the men who gathered. Some looked simply curious, but many stared back with hardened expressions, as if they were daring Boniface to cut the tree down. One man glared and spat on the ground. But Boniface reminded himself of the word of the Lord to Joshua. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Some ancient fear held these people captive, and Boniface intended to slice through that fear. Many of the people in this Germanic tribe were afraid to convert to Christianity. Their superstitions bound them to incantations, divinations, and sacrifices of grains and vegetables and animals, and sometimes even children. When Boniface said his God, Jesus, was good, the people believed him well enough. But they were afraid, and they reasoned, what good was a God's love if in worshiping him, you called down another God's wrath? Even many of the ones who'd chosen faith in Christ couldn't overcome their fear of the so-called gods, and they sneaked out under the cover of night to offer sacrifices before the great oak. Boniface had to set them free. He carefully ran his finger across the axe. It was ready, and so was he. A tree could not be allowed to hold a village captive. Boniface strode into the faux sacred grove, and as more people arrived, the agitated crowd grew. Around Boniface, the excited whispers of the Hessians swirled. They said things like, he'll be struck dead the minute he raises that axe of his. Stop him! He brings the wrath of the gods upon us. Thor will strike him with lightning. Leave him be. The foreigner wields the axe, not you and me. We'll see if the god of Boniface is as strong as he claims. Boniface didn't doubt the strength of God, and he didn't fear Thor. But with the mounting emotion of the crowd, he'd be glad when this was over. When he stopped in front of the huge oak, he prayed for the strength to bring the tree down. He raised his axe. The murmuring hushed. An unnatural silence filled the woods. With one last prayer for God's help, Boniface brought the axe down hard. Suddenly, a blast of wind struck the upper branches of the great tree. People screeched, and the tree popped and crackled, and the smaller branches from the top rained down upon him and the surrounding crowd. Boniface covered his face with his arms. Then, before Boniface could swing again, with a great groan, the oak crashed to the ground. When the dust settled, the tree lay broken into four large chunks of about equal size. Boniface was shocked. He and most of the people rushed in for a closer look. The inside of the tree was rotten. Boniface addressed the stunned crowd. He offered the truth that would set them free from the lies that had kept them enslaved to fear and superstition. This time they listened and believed. What bold step can you take to help someone you care about get free from a lie? Idolatry can enslave, but God can set the people free.
Hello, this is John Ramstead, and I'm the CEO of Beyond Influence, and I'm also the host of the Eternal Leadership Podcast. Now, let's reflect on Bishop Boniface's actions. Consider the courage this guy had. I mean, what an incredible situation. I mean, he was challenging deep-seated, not only beliefs, but fears that the people around him had. And he wasn't just cutting down a tree. This was symbolic. He was freeing a community from their superstitions. And here's the challenge, really, is to identify that oak in the lives of people around us. Like, what fears hold them captive? What fears might hold you captive? And this week, I challenge you to help somebody else break free. It just reminds me of a story. This was recently, I was helping a coaching client of mine. His name was Lucas, and he feared failure. He had some incredibly critical parenting growing up, but this fear absolutely stopped him from starting his own business. He'd had this idea for a business for a very, very long time. It was very well thought out. And over coffee, I just shared how I had overcome some of my own fears and how people had encouraged me and saw something in me I didn't see in myself and prayed for me and showed me how God was guiding each next step. And I encouraged this young man, Lucas, to see his fear as a tree just blocking opportunities. And basically, together, we took small steps to just start his business and just took an axe to those fears just by seeking God's leading. And what are those next small steps toward that? Just like Boniface did with that oak of Thor. So remember the words that strengthened Boniface. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So pray for courage and wisdom. Trust that your actions can bring freedom. And just consider how this courage might change a life of one other person. Strengthen their faith while strengthening your faith. This is an incredible challenge. I hope you embrace it so you experience the freeing power of truth. All right, God bless. Go knock them alive.